Thermal Sound Wave.
Yes, indeed. It's Thermal Sound Waves, a natural alternative to fast food radio, Track Life Radio, WLGK Logic Radio, Chicago. We here, C-Truth, Kevin Lawrence. Kevin Lawrence, C-Truth. Hit us up, thermalsoundwave to gmail.com, thermalsoundwave.com, or you can call us direct, 347-454-1278. You can leave us text messages, you can call us live, whatever you want to do. That number is available to you and yours out there 24/7, 365. Yes, indeed. We play some brand new music for those who are wondering, what was those tunes you were playing in there? Some brand new tunes, and they are courtesy of our guest, DJ Golden.
What's up, Wagwano?
And you know what? You know what? When it was DJ Golden is who you are. Mm-hmm. Well, I remember when you sent something to me or I seen something on you, it was like, yeah, DJ Golden. I'm like, who's DJ Golden? I know this person. Mm. I didn't know you was a DJ also. Mm. So I was like, oh, so there's more to it. I was like, okay, so.
Many talents. Yeah.
So can we see your other name too? Is that all right?
Yes, my government name is Hannah Herbertson.
Yeah, yes, Karen. Thank you for putting me out there. My government name.
Yeah, but it's out there. It's already out there.
That's what I knew you as.
Yeah.
So DJ Golden.
Right.
DJ Golden. And shout to, I guess I met your extended family, which is Mashup International.
Yes.
Shout out to them.
Yes, my Swedish family over there.
Yes.
Producers and
in
DJs.
Sweden.
Yeah.
I see you like the movie also, Trading Places, huh? Mm. I love that movie. But when we play that song, and DJ Golden hit me up.
Yeah, the Wasteland
like,
Thing song.
He was like, yo, that's the people. Right, the Wasteland Thing. Right. I was like, with Shenseea. I was like, yeah. That's the Peoples. I was like, oh. Then they hit me up like, yo, big up. Shout out to you, man, for playing our music. I was like, this big world is very small.
Yep.
Two degrees of separation.
Tiny.
2 degrees now.
It's no more 6 degrees of separation.
We went from six to three. Now we're down to two.
Now, you see how he said tree? He dropped the H. Not three.
For my Caribbean, West Indian people and international people out there.
Yeah, so it's like this big world is very small. And
it is.
I was like, wow, they rocking with you. So I already knew how you got down, especially with the dancing.
Yeah, because we've been through this like long.
Yeah. Shout out to Major One.
Shout out to Major.
Major Airlines.
Big ups to her. She just dropped a project not too long ago.
Right.
Empress. I'm forgetting the title right now. But
Far East Empress.
Far East Empress. There you go.
Yes.
Bless up.
You guys are, we all, but we're talking about you. Mm. You're doing very well internationally.
That's what I try to do. I keep it global, you know?
It's
the world is global nowadays.
Yeah.
See? And it's to the point where it's like, I'm coming out to America real quick. Come see New York real quick. Almost like it's going from like, one city to next city in that same state. This is how you're jumping across globally. Mm. And it's a beautiful feeling. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Yeah.
And just great knowing that there's so much connections that we have around the world.
Yeah.
So now it's getting more with you. How are you?
I'm great.
I'm talking right now. How are you now?
I am very great. Happy to be back in New York. Happy to see you guys. Happy to relink with a lot of people. It's been a while since I was here because I lived in New York for 10 years. And then I felt right around the time when Trump came to power there, I'm like, I need to dip out.
No wonder.
Sorry.
So you saw it coming.
Right. Smart. Very smart.
Well, yeah, I didn't stick around. Sorry. But yeah, so I went back to Sweden where I grew up. And actually went to school because I've been doing marketing and stuff on my own, like learning while doing for a while.
Which part of Sweden?
Stockholm. Yeah, the capital. Okay. So I went back to school, did digital strategy for a year and a half.
Digital strategy?
Yes.
Explain that.
So it's basically what goes on or before you post something on social media, like the planning, how to find which like people to target. The scheduling of things.
So there's a science behind this thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's Facebook.
Yeah. People just think it's just like, I post something,
cheated,
that's it.
They cheated
there's
too
a
on
science,
the science
behind it.
Yeah. There's psychology and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, and I enjoy to, I like to see the whole picture of things. So so I did that and ended up doing my internship in Lagos, Nigeria.
Wow. Big, you know what? We you have know, a lot yeah. of people over there.
Yeah.
Big ups to our peoples.
Techzilla.
Techzilla.
Mod.
Flo. Maka. Candy the Body. Big up to Illazilla. That's a new project that they got running out of
there. Right.
From UK to Lagos. Mm. So, yeah, we're familiar with the
Shout out to Niniola.
Yes.
She's going big out there.
Queen.
Right? Yeah. Yeah,
I met her. I met her.
That's the homie right there. That's the homie.
Yes.
Yeah, you there's know, so much talent there.
Extremely progressive too, Lagos. You know, when people think of Africa, Nigeria, they think of those,
the flies,
you know, like prejudice. Yeah, ridiculous situation. And big up to Godfrey, the comedian, who recently put up a post where he was saying, you know what, African Americans here and Africans always have beef because of what they see in each other's country. When you go back in Africa, they only put up pictures of people being arrested and stuff like that. And when you come over here, you only see the pictures of, you know, people that are starving with flies. But Lagos, and you can attest for this, is one of the most progressive cities in the world.
Yeah.
Business-wise, technology-wise, art and culture-wise, etc.
They have vibranium.
Among other things.
From Black Panther.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I saw it with my own eyes.
Absolutely.
I'm lying,
so,
but
what was your experience like over in Lagos?
Yeah, it was mind-blowing. I mean, I knew that there was going to be a lot to take in, but I'm ready. I did research before. I talked to people that live there. I have friends there already. You know, did as much research as I could, and then just arrived there with an open mind, ready for anything. And yeah, it was amazing. Like in 8 weeks, I accomplished quite a lot. I met a lot of people, like Niniola, for example. A lot of the biggest artists just into them.
8 weeks, Kev.
And what made you go there?
Well, I knew I wanted to go abroad for my internship. And then I have a good friend there. She's Swedish. She's been living there for 5 years. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you should come to Lagos. I'm like, yeah, I should. And then the pieces of the puzzle just like fell into place after a lot of like twists and turns. But yeah. I ended up there, and it was meant to be, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And have you been trying to travel throughout other parts of Africa also, or you just stood right there for the most part?
I stayed there because I didn't have that much time or like money to spend on traveling, so I just explored Lagos as much as I could. I've been to South Africa, but many years ago.
And you said you was on there for internship. You mind us asking what school was that?
Well, it was a school in Sweden where I studied the digital marketing thing. So I did internship at an agency in Lagos. So
And from getting from the doing internship, how is it affecting you and your career now?
Well, it's because right now I'm doing mostly music industry related things, but also now I have understanding of the bigger picture, you can say, and I can market anything, like everything from cars to milk to songs, you know.
To thermal sound waves.
Right.
Yes. Sound waves. Come on. And the reason why I asked that question is because in America, we have many college students that feel like marketing was easy to take up in school or easier compared to other studies, yet it's not working out for them.
Okay.
When they leave out of school to like the job field.
Okay.
It's like whatever they felt they were going to get, kind of job they were going to get with marketing, and they ended up being an assistant.
Okay.
So they didn't really feel the fruits of their labor come about. Do you feel like going other places like Africa or Europe, where you take up marketing, is it working more for you?
Well, you know, for my whole life, I've never gone the traditional or, you know, like regular people, so to speak, route. Yeah. I've always been going here, going there. So it's always been like building my own path, you can say. So this is how I look at this new venture that I'm doing, that I have to build my own thing. It's not going to be easy, you know, because I don't really fit into any molds, but that's also, I think, my pro. I'm going to use it to my advantage, right?
I was going to say, that's a good thing.
Right?
You can turn that around to a lot of things.
Yeah, for example, the marketing industry in Sweden is very white. It's very, like, homogenous. So me bringing different flavors, like, I know, you know, people from all over. It's not just, I know, like, if you're in marketing, maybe you just hang out with people from marketing. But no, I'm, like, everywhere.
So you're the go-to woman out there now.
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
You are definitely the go-to one, because if you don't want to come with all the flavors, that means, listen, Hannah, what are you trying to do? Because we want to do something, and we want you to be the person to put it together.
Right. You could be the plug
for
all the companies that are international that want to break into that market.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm trying to break out from Sweden, though. I'm trying to go back to Lagos.
Well, break into Lagos. Exactly. Because with your skill set, you could take that wherever you go.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, man.
Now, you were dancing. Mm. You was a dance instructor. Yes. Real dance, too. Because lots of times, people are kind of confused on when she says she dances. They're kind of confused.
And check the video. You know, the, the YouTube, the HannahHerbison.com, all that's on there, so you can see her
DJ Golden
in action. Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, from dance hall dancing, which is like reggae, soca, are you still doing those, and are you teaching classes with those two?
I'm not teaching as much as I used to. I'm still dancing, because it's something I can't, like, it's my drug, you can say.
Because you were doing some choreography work for people, right?
Yeah, I did choreography as well. It's just lately I've been focusing more on my, you know, the education and things like that, but I'm not, you know, putting up my shoes on the, I'm not retired yet.
Can you say, for some people that may not know, who have you done some work with as far as choreography work or dance work with?
I mean, a lot of my work was with my dance crew called Black Gold. So we've been performing at different events, like opening up for artists, like Collie Butts. We did some work with Mr. Vegas. Some of the, you know, staple dance hall artists. And we did some videos I worked with. Yeah, like dance led me into also working with artists, like with Meisha, for example. She came and took our classes, and then, you know, we started working more with marketing and management and stuff like that. So
it's, and she's been all over the place. She's big right now.
Yeah, she's
major one. She's like
major. I call her major one.
Call her major one. Major one. Yeah. I call her major airlines, because she's always in and out somewhere, somehow.
Yeah, she's my sister. She's also, you know, thinking global, but, you know, she went back to Asia, but she's still keeping it.
Right.
You know, she loves the culture as well, so she wants to spread it over there.
She's in Singapore right now? So?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where she's based right now. Yeah.
Absolutely. So you did a project called Pool Night.
Yes, the Pool Night Rhythm EP.
So tell everybody about how that came about. And it's a project that you are in charge of completely.
Yeah.
The marketing, like, you put together the artists. And well, tell everybody what you actually did for this project.
Yeah, so Mashup International, they're a group of DJs and producers. And they had this rhythm. And they already recorded one artist, actually, Don Husky, when they were in Jamaica. But then we were like, oh, we want to put it together at EP. Or I felt like this rhythm, you know, I can like talk to people and see if they want to jump on it. So that actually worked really well, because I got Bassy from TOK, legendary. You know?
Nice. Yeah.
So we did a really great track on it. And we got Nyanda from Brick and Lace, Tiffa.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we played some Nyanda a little bit earlier.
Yes, and then we got Nemesis, which is like upcoming artist with a really cool voice. And then I wanted to bring in my heritage, which is South Korean. And I knew there's a few artists there that are really passionate about dancehall and reggae, so I contacted them and they jumped on it as well.
And what are their names?
It's Skull, M. Tyson, and Jibanov. So yeah, it's Korean flavor, Swedish rhythm with, you know, Jamaican
now
feel.
What I realized for the past couple of years, See Truth and myself, Kevin Lawrence, we've been looking for movies to watch.
Okay.
And it is what it is. Many movies in America have been sucking.
Okay.
For the past, not even a couple years, decade change.
Yeah, it's formula, you know.
The only movies that really survive are movies that's like from comic books. And a few.
Or indies. Great indies.
No, that's where I'm going with it. It came to a point where I started realizing that, you know what? I don't understand the language, but it's subtitled. And I've been watching many Korean movies. Train to Busan, just so many movies I've been watching from there. I'm like, Korea is really going big with these movies now.
Yeah.
International. Versus African films, I was going really big with the movies international. And people was like, yo, African films. And it's like, yo, that was a big market. Even, I gotta say, even bootleg market, it was huge with it.
Yeah.
And now the same thing with Korean films. So is the culture really booming in South Korea right now?
Well, the K-pop industry is huge, you know.
Explain what that is. Some people may not have any idea what it is.
Well, it's Korean pop music, so it's like boy bands or girl bands. It's very like they develop artists and like their kids, and they put them into like artist schools and they train them in song and dance. And yeah, it's a proper industry, and they become huge, and people around the world are listening to these groups, and they're touring. Yeah, and then K-drama.
And yeah. even though it wasn't me, but somehow I ended up on one of those arcades where you have to step on it and dance.
Mm-hmm. Come on, where's you, Kev? Come on.
Because of, you know.
Where's you, Kev? Come on.
My lady daughter, she wanted to do it in the sun. And you know, I just to had it, to, come on. You know, help them on there. And I, right. You know what I'm just saying? Like Dave and Buster's. It happens like that sometimes.
Okay.
But there's a lot of K-popers on it. So they're involved in the video games too. And I'm like, this is a really big craze.
Yeah. K-pop. It's huge.
And now, and I realized with Korea, or South Korea, it was all Korea, but South Korea, is they really have a respect for where things come from. Like, we just play some of the music, the reggae music, and it's like, I'm seeing them, like, they really, people would leave from there and not just say, all right, I just heard some songs, now I'm hip-hop, or I'm reggae. No, I'm going to Jamaica.
Yeah.
And I am going in the trenches of Jamaica, and I'm going to be learning how to dance with you guys, and I'm going to support and everything. And it's like
doing residencies.
Yeah, right. Doing residencies, like if they're like doctors in training.
Yeah,
and it's like, okay, they're for real. Like, people have a thing where they feel like, oh, she can't do anything because she's not probably from there.
Right.
Until you act to battle them, and it's like, it's a problem. Now you get embarrassed. Like, yeah, I really do this, and I studied it from the root. Even with the music, I was told from a family friend, Downbeat, the ruler, a DJ called Downbeat, the ruler. He used to tell me, yo, and he's big in China and Japan. I mean, he's big globally everywhere. But he would tell me, if the record doesn't say made in Jamaica, Chinese people wouldn't play it.
Oh, really?
They wouldn't play it. Like, if it's a reggae song. It has to say, like, made in Jamaica, in Kingston, Jamaica, whatever. They, if it wasn't like that, they wasn't supported because they feel like they need the authenticity of it. For the most part.
Yep.
And I was like, I didn't know that. I didn't understand, like, how they took it that seriously of going back to the root of it and seeing who you've been working with. They feel like if you wasn't around, if you're not around, like, the origin of it or the nucleus of it, they don't feel it's authentic enough. So shout out to them for doing that and just...
Yeah, shout out to everybody. Like
everybody.
That, you know, really learns about the history of things. Like me, that's why I came to New York, because I wanted to learn about the roots of hip-hop. And, you know, I got Jamaican flavor as an added bonus because, you know, there's a lot of Jamaicans here.
Yeah, but, and that's also a root of hip-hop. Like,
right.
It comes out of that, so.
Yeah. Shout out to Kool Herc. So it's always been important for me. And then if I can, you know, by teaching, maybe I went to Korea. I was one of the first people that taught dancehall there. I felt like I was planting a seed.
Pioneer.
Yeah, I was trying to just like get them, you know, the interest up in looking just maybe beyond like the things that are on YouTube or whatever.
What was that like? Like when you first tried to do that there, and when you were first doing that there, what were some of the reactions? And then how did you eventually? Did people just? Curiosity just made them come out more, or what happened with all of that?
Well, it was a super emotional trip because it was my first trip back to Korea after I left when I was a baby. So that whole trip of like searching for my biological family, and then at the end of that trip, I got to teach dancehall. So that was kind of like the circle closed. I'm like, I can bring something to Korea. That's, you know.
So you found your family as well?
No, I didn't find them. Not yet. We'll see.
Are you doing a project on that? Like a documentary on that?
Well, I tried to do it myself when I was there, but it was so emotional. I couldn't really, like, I thought I was going to be able to film a lot, but it was like...
I think somebody has to do that on you. I think when it's your life, it's kind of hard.
Yeah.
Doing it on your life. Somebody has to do that for you because they don't have that same emotion.
Right.
They won't be attached and feel like they can't do it.
Yeah.
So somebody has to probably do that for you.
Yeah. But it was really great. And then, because they're actually not that great in English, I had my friend was translating the class for me, but I was trying to give them a little bit of history about the, you know, Bogle, and you know, you know, and you know, they looked really interested, and they, you know, they were really good dancers from the get go. Like, they've been doing some dance before, so they were, you know, just getting some new vibes into their bodies. And now I see the scene growing in Korea, so it's great.
And how do you translate that? Like, it's one thing to translate a Korean language to an American English language. Mm. How do you translate that to, like, patois? Like, like, how do you? Because there isn't really like a Rosetta Stone. If somebody talking like Trinidadian, right? Somebody talking Jamaican, there's no Rosetta Stone about it. You have to be of it, like certain terms, like Ross Boy or Raga Raga. Like, what? How do you define that to them? It's very interesting.
Yeah, it's. I think that's a process for me as well. Like, I didn't understand, you know, patois in the beginning. I just went with the vibes. So, you know, the more and more I get into it, then you learn the language more. I mean, I try to teach them some things, but you know, it's many classes of patois.
right, exactly.
But yeah,
I think being around it or being around people that are always immersed in it and talking and speaking it is the best way to learn languages. You could do Rosetta Stone and all that stuff and
right.
get good, but the best way is conversation. People who are speaking the language,
yeah,
you get it.
You have to be in it.
Yeah, yeah. It rubs, like you said, it rubs off on you.
Yeah,
like the vibe, the energy of it, mm-hmm. and you all of a sudden you get words. It's like how children learn languages when they're small. It's like they hear it all the time, and eventually they become proficient in it. Like.
Mm.
How did that happen? It seeps into you.
Yeah.
Right, because there's no real definition for Ross Klot. Crosses. Like,
right.
It's just, you said crosses. What does that mean? It's crosses. It's crosses. It's,
right. Yeah, yeah.
It's right. really weird on that.
So how did you put together, because putting together a project with different artists and so many different artists is tough. Mm. We did that with a mixtape we did.
Yeah.
And that was tough to navigate all of that. So what was it like for you trying to get together artists from like different parts of the world? And like you said, it was hard getting some Jamaicans together, you know.
Well, it just took a lot of patience. It's hard
getting Jamaicans together over here.
Yeah.
Nope. We'll be there. What time? 3:30.
Right.
Yo, Renford, it's 6 o'clock right now, Renford. Yo, soon right, come. Right. Soon come.
Soon reach.
Yeah.
Gosh.
No, it took a while, you know, but you know, I was lucky to get a hold of like real professional artists, so they were, you know, quick with delivering, you know, their songs. But then, you know, it's a lot of logistics that has to fall into place with releasing like one song, and this was like 6 songs. But you know, it's a learning process and, you know, patience, and but it turned out great, so I'm happy about that.
And how'd you hook up with, I see you had the bag, you know, you had the fanny pack right here, Mashup International. Mm-hmm. How'd you hook up with them, with those guys?
That was actually.
And who do they consist of?
Yeah, so it was, I don't know if you don't know, a New York artist called Suzuka Poderosa. So she's a Brazilian baile funkish artist. Okay. But she knew about Mashup.
What's her name again?
Suzuka Poderosa.
I heard that before.
Yeah, I'll send you some songs later. She's dope. Yeah. So she, when she heard it, I was going to go back to Sweden. She said, like, you need to link with these guys because they're dope. I'm like, okay. I heard about them before, but, you know, I was in my dancehall bubble in New York and in Jamaica. So, but now I'm moving back to Sweden. I met with them. It's 3 guys. So, and we just, like, right away there was a vibe. Like, you know, they've been pushing dancehall and reggaeton and Afro beats in Sweden for a long time. So, you know, they have their passion there.
Also, they're like the veterans of that.
Yeah, yeah.
And for that.
Yeah,
they did. Like, the only thing I knew about was Swedish House Mafia.
Mm.
And
no, these guys
they were like a house techno type of sound.
Right, like EDM. Yeah, yeah. But these guys have been keeping like the you know, the tropical vibes up in Sweden.
Wow. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
You need to have one on the program then.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're trailblazers then.
Yeah, yeah, they are for real. So, and then recently came back from Jamaica where they made this song Wasteland Thing with Shensia. And they're like, Hannah, we need help with marketing, social media, can you help us out? I'm like, yeah, let's work together. So that was the first project to push Wasteland Thing to the world. And it took off because the dancers love it. So
I love when the gals do the Wasteland. Oh my gosh, I could just stop and watch it all day. It's just something, like I was talking to some people about this. I say, listen, you can look on social media, you can watch girls twerking. That's cool. But something about the Wasteland Thing, when girls do the whole...
the gyre thing.
That stuff, it's just a different level. And it's like, first of all, I realized that it's more work.
Yeah.
It's not easy. It's
body control.
It's way harder than twerking. Twerking is you just bend over to shake. This one is like, a lot of body mechanics go with this.
Yep.
It takes years and years of training to do this to make it look so easy.
Yep.
And it's just a beautiful thing. And you don't have to be naked to do it. You're just doing it. It's just such a beautiful thing. I love seeing it. Sometimes if I go into like a dancehall club, I'll just sit back and just watch. Like, y'all,
you're one of those guys in the corner. Yeah.
Not the creep guy. I know them. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, pretty and go to sir. Go to pretty and go on.
Be a big girl.
Yeah. Take one Guinness and one Heineken, and I just sit right to sir. Watch it. We is 19. You don't look like a creep. Shenzia.
Oh man. It's Thermal Sound Waves. We're talking to DJ Golden, aka Hannah Herbison, here on the program. Call us up 347-454-1278. Email us thermalsoundwaves@gmail.com or just hit us up at thermalsoundwaves.com. That's what it is. So as far as what you're trying to do, I mean, these are projects that you've been doing for other people. Mm-hmm. But as far as yourself, DJ Golden, Hannah Herbison, what are you doing now, or what's the next step for you as far as your movement?
Well, I want to... Okay, how should I put it? Because it's like still formulating in my brain, but you know, all this like people and talented people I know all over the world now, I want to connect... build bridges over like the corporate world or like companies that are looking for, you know, talented people to collaborate. You know, all this. I don't really like the word influencers, but you know, it's that kind of vibe. I want to bring out the authentic people that's doing this for the love and that's really talented.
Right.
I want people to shine. So, and if that can go through me, that's great. Like if I can make that connection, and that can be in New York, that can be in Lagos, that can be in Sweden, Korea.
The connector, the agent.
Yeah, the plug.
Yes.
Yeah. Plug
exactly.
Walk.
Exactly.
And DJing is a tool for me. Like I can, you know, play the songs I like. You know, I want to promote, introduce people to these songs, and also, I DJed in Finland recently, and some girls came up to me and like, "Oh, it's so nice to see a female DJing, or you know, you playing these kinds of tunes."
Right. Hey. Hold on, I'm about to go there.
We're about to say the same thing. We had a birthday party last year in California, and we DJed alongside these DJs from Sweden. These two girls.
Oh, okay.
With their friends,
and their friends were there as well, and whatnot. Yeah. It was a great time. They were phenomenal as far as what were their names?
We're going to get the names.
Okay, but they were from Sweten, though.
All right, nice.
And they're part of our radio network for Track Life Radio.
Yes.
So,
yes,
but they do it in Finland. So we're going to get you their information. So
okay, yeah. Let's do it.
Still, we're always connecting here. We're always connecting. Mm-hmm,
this is what we do. Exactly. Thermal Sound Waves World.
Yes, definitely. So,
sorry, sound effects are bad.
All right, so you hooked up with the people from Finland, and they love seeing you. It's like, wow, a woman that's here is DJing.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. That's probably the... Something happened, everybody. Y'all can't see it, but the light went off. But
it got real sexy real quick.
Right. It's a sensor light. I'll go there. Y'all talk real quick. I'm going to go there and turn the light off. Crazy right
that
now.
That was real dance hall right there.
Right?
All we need is a red light right now, and we'd be strictly dance hall.
Some smoke.
Right. Oh, there you go. Yeah. So you were saying you linked up with...
In Finland, I just played one dancehall party and then one Afrobeats party, and it was so much fun. Yeah.
So there is a lot of cultural music being pumped throughout these parts of Europe that may not be known so much to a lot of people in America, but around the world, people are knowing about these places.
Yep.
Because it seems like with a lot of people in America, we're thinking about England, France, maybe Italy, and then that's it.
Right.
They think that's all that Europe consists of.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, Europe, like it's one country.
Exactly. Right.
No, but yeah, it's like the youth soundtrack right now. Like it used to be hip hop in Sweden, especially. Hip hop is big still, but dancehall has been huge among the young teens, and then now it's Afrobeats, Afropop. It's the big rave.
Definitely. Yeah. So we'll look to you to be the plug to push over some of those artists and to funnel some of those artists to us as well, because we love playing stuff from everywhere. So
it doesn't really matter.
And we're going to come out there soon too.
Yeah. Do it. Yeah, absolutely.
Because you get them pancakes. in them girls.
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
Swedish chocolate.
I'll be hearing about it. And two dumb just girls go around the outside, around the outside. Yeah, yeah.
Easy, no dog.
Right.
Oh, man. So what do you do, like, when you're not working and doing all this marketing and DJing and stuff like that? What's just a fun thing for you to do?
Oh, well, that's my hobby, you can say. Like, when I get to do working with music in one way or another, that's my
do what you love.
Yeah, and of course I love, like, eating good food, stuff like that, you know. Hanging out with friends,
of course. Yes.
Can you cook?
I'm all right. next subject, right. No, I can do it. It's just I enjoy when other people cook for me.
So do I. Yeah, so do all of us.
Right? Absolutely.
Shout out to all the people that can cook.
What's your favorite dish?
Ackee and sawfish comes to mind right now.
Yes, it does.
That's breakfast for me.
Yeah, but I can eat that every day.
Any part of the day for me.
I can eat that 24/7.
Yes, I can.
Yeah. And then I had some, like, really nice stuff in Nigeria, like moi moi. I don't know if you heard about that.
What's that consist of?
It's like a bean, I don't say like pudding kind of, but it's a bit thicker. As like.
Can you roll it up? It's almost like a
roll it and smoke it.
No. Not smoke it. There's a farina they have out there too, like.
Then they have the swallows.
Oh, you want the black guy in the box?
No.
Farina?
Not him. I'm saying the dish itself, not the
black
guy.
Oh, about the hot cereal, Farina guy.
That's the American.
The white box, the black guy with the red bandana.
That's the Americanized.
Oh, okay.
Marketing.
I heard Farina before. Okay.
There's actual dish that's like Farina type, where it gets thick and you can roll it up.
Yeah,
and
different grains. It's like a thicker porridge, and then you eat it. Yeah, with different soups.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of different foods out there. What else? Yeah. I would say Korean food, of course. Amazing kimchi. I love a lot of food. A lot of different foods. Yeah.
I do too. Just, why not?
Yeah, pretty much. Like you said, especially somebody's cooking it for me. Hell
right?
Yeah.
Right?
Hell yeah. So, all right. So, we got the food part.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like, if you wasn't doing this right here, what would you be doing?
Right now, I don't know. This is the place to be. Well, right, I just came from seeing a friend in Bay Ridge. So, that's why I came so late today.
Of Brooklyn.
Yes.
Right? So I'm just trying to, you know, reconnect with people, my peoples everywhere.
You ever thought about being like a tourist? Like one of the people that have those tourism channels?
Oh yeah, like travel.
Yeah, travel. I said tourism, travel channels, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Link me. Like anyone that wants to pay me for traveling, hey, I'm here. I have a passport, I have visas, all that stuff.
You got the visa, that's the big thing.
Exactly.
The visa.
Yeah, okay. Got the vaccinations, you know, I can go anywhere.
Yeah. Have you got vaccinations now instead of earlier? Because, you know, as a kid, that's not the story. They'll try to put all that stuff up in you.
Mm-hmm.
That's another topic, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
so, how did the link up come about with the Killer Wine?
Oh, yes. And the new single from Mashup International.
Yes.
Featuring T-Cliff.
Yes.
So we actually heard T-Cliff. Him just... You know, Spotify playlist, they bring up songs sometimes that, you know, you don't have on your list. And his song Apart came up, and it's amazing. So I just, when I heard it, and then the other guys in the crew, they were like, we need to link this guy. So I linked him on social media. He's Nigerian, but he's been based in the U.S., in Indiana, actually, for many years.
Indiana?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, we linked up, and then I sent him this beat. And he recorded it, like, really quick. Sounded great. So, yeah, we have a Killer Wine. And we recently dropped it now in end of March. He came to Stockholm. He was on a tour. He did a show. We did a video. So it's editing right now. And, yeah. Nice. We got really good, like, feedback for it as well.
It's a nice tune. A bunch of tings in that video for Killer Wine?
Yeah. We had, like, the Dancehall Queen girls came out.
Tings.
Nice.
Tings.
Nice.
Love it.
Would you, speaking of dancehall queens, would you ever, or maybe you have, want to do a movie where you've actually written the script and developed stuff like that? Has that been something that you've been looking to get into, or maybe you have, but just haven't had the time to go more further deep into it?
Yeah, this is more of a vision for the future. Yeah. Because right now it's been like shorter clips maybe of dancers, but definitely something that's for the future. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, maybe we can collaborate on that.
Oh, no
yeah,
doubt. Right? Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
I thought you never asked. I'm here.
And does T-Clef know Victor Oladipo from the Indiana Pacers? Who actually sings also? He's from that Indiana area. He went to college in Indiana as well.
Okay, probably, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. You should get him on the show.
I don't know Victor himself, but that would be a good link up between the two of them and to take things a little bit.
All you need is just some jollof rice and bring all of them together.
True.
Yeah, exactly. Jollof rice. You like jollof rice? Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Brother. It all comes together.
Exactly. Yes, yes. So where can people find out more about, well, first of all, where can they get this project, the mashup? And
it's on all the streaming platforms. You can just Google Mashup International, T-Clef, Killer Wine, or my name even. You know, I'm posting about it. So
it's and tell everybody your socials.
Yes, my social DJ account is DJ Golden, one word, underscore one, just the number one. And then my government.
I'm not saying your government. Just DJ Golden. DJ Golden.
Right, right. Do the research. Do the research.
Yeah. Yeah. Hannah Herbertson. So it's HannahHerbertson.
And the exactly. H is a silent.
Yeah.
Hannah. Hannah Herbertson.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Where are you DJing next? Or
Right now, I'm not sure, actually. I'm see if I can do something before I leave. And then yeah, just going back to Sweden. I need to put up some more mixtapes and you know do
true,
that
true.
Things, don't things.
And people can get the DJ Golden mixtapes. Just hit up on the socials.
Yeah.
If you don't know where it is, just hit up on Instagram or whatever. Say yeah. I want your mixtapes. Where can I get them?
Yep.
And link she'll me. Direct you.
Yes.
Directly.
Yes. You know what? Shout out to my the DJ producer DJ Charlemagne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to my man Sean, because he played the music in the club too.
Yeah.
And I think we're gonna do a song, and I'm gonna be the.
You're gonna sing?
I'm gonna do something on the song of a beat. I'm gonna send it over there to Mashup International, send it to you, and just gonna send it. And just we're gonna be huge over there in Sweden. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's just Sweden. We just want Sweden. We just want to be in Sweden. Not worry about America. Just over there. That's over there. That's what we're gonna do.
That's where it's at.
Yeah. We're gonna do it over there. We gotta make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Exactly.
We could probably link you with Niniola.
Yeah. I met her briefly in Lagos. Actually,
we're gonna put the link on.
Yeah.
Shout out to Naji Review, the whole crew out there.
Definitely. Well, we thank you for being on the program. It's always a pleasure, and it's been I don't remember how many years now, but it's been too long.
I know, right? It was overdue, like this reunion
absolutely,
here. Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you so much for having me.
Definitely.
Thermal sound wave.